Well, Terry, getting ready for you, year number two of coaching the high school team. Just to recap last year, that was a fun bunch last year. You had a lot of senior leadership, and that was a fun bunch to be around, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a great year. Mm-hmm. We had a chance to go all the way, and we just came up a little short. But, I mean, for first year in bowling, we sure surprised a lot of other schools. Mm-hmm. So, but
and it was an awesome year, no question, for you teaching and everything. That was something a little different from what you've done in the past. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That is correct. I've learned, I made a few mistakes last year. This year, we're moving ahead faster, got more equipment, and breaking them up a little bit more. But with all the new bowlers we have, we've got a challenge.
And you've got a bunch of them. I mean, good numbers are higher than last year. Is that right?
Yeah, I think we have 48 bowlers. Mm-hmm. 48.
Yeah. I think Janice said around between 45 and 50, so that'd be right there. So
yeah, I think we have 48.
We're ranging from new freshmen to seniors, and that all the way around, or what?
I got one senior boy, one senior girl, one junior, all the rest sophomores and freshmen.
Wow. So it's going to be a young bunch, so it's a lot of teaching this year, isn't it?
It is. It's going to be back to basics. Mm-hmm. But I want to do a shout out. I've got two of the seniors that graduated. They're coming back and helping us. Mm-hmm. Jalen Collicott and Creighton Barger with their help this year. And then I got, my wife and me and my daughter and that. There's five of us, so we can break it down pretty good. Mm-hmm. Still challenging, though. But I am so happy that we have as many interested in bowling. And the program will just go forward. And, if I can keep a lot of these young players into the next couple years, we'll be something to be dealt with again. And we'll have some good meets this year. I mean, I'm not saying we're out or nothing, but it's a rebuild a little bit year.
So, yeah, every one of these lanes here at TJ's is going to be full after school on your practice every day, isn't it?
It is a madhouse when they all come in.
And yeah. You get going. You got two meets this week. You got Tuesday at Kearney and then Hastings on Saturday.
Yeah, two big meets. Uh-huh. I wish they were a little further into the year because it'd be nice to just have a regular meet at the beginning of the year. But, yeah, we're going full swing into two big meets. And it's going to be a challenge.
I think I asked you this last year. Kearney's Big Apple over there, the bowling lanes. You like that facility, or they have good lanes or bad lanes? What do you think?
Oh no, it's a great facility. They have synthetic lanes. Uh-huh. We have wood lanes here. We're one of the last centers. I mean, there's a few around, but good that they learn to bowl on both because we will see wood and synthetic lanes this year, depending on where we bowl. But it's a lot more forgiving on synthetic, so I think they'll probably bowl better than they do actually here. So
same with Hastings too.
Yeah, Hastings has synthetic. It is first generation synthetic. Uh-huh. So it'll be a little more challenging there, but still good.
Get the schedule kickstarted. You got a couple of meets here before Christmas and then the rest after Christmas.
Yes, we'll take a little bit of a break and we'll try to get back into practice and try to learn more. We got a lot of bowlers that haven't even hardly bowled at all in their whole life. Yeah. And it's going to be fun.
Looking forward to it. And there's some other teams you'll be facing, some those teams that you saw last year. So I'm sure some of those teams are going to be probably got a few more returning back. Maybe some are rebuilding like you.
Yeah, Lexington didn't lose anybody, so that's going to be the challenging team. But they're going to be able to see a lot of different talent and see the big picture. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we're excited. I mean, we've got some returning talent and we'll see who's going to step up and who's going to be the leader.